I think it's a really good budget. Some of the things I look for is, look, we here are having responsible spending below the rate of inflation, which is always important, being fiscally responsible, no tax increases, and putting money aside in a rainy day fund in which we've been downgraded earlier, like for a couple years, because individuals said that we weren't responsible for putting money away in a rainy day fund. So we've made some really solid investments with the money we have, more money for basic education, for community colleges, for higher education, and then what I see as really important is the trade and technical schools as well, getting a heavy boost in the money that they need so that college isn't the only pathway to a successful career. So we keep promoting manufacturing and tradesmen in this Commonwealth, as well as, you know, trying to get people educated with a four-year degree and more, if so. But that's not the only pathway to a good, healthy job, a family-sustaining wage. And then there were other investments in economic development that in the past years, when we had no money and everybody had to hold the line on every line item in our budget, we were able to contribute a little bit more for the economic development programs in this Commonwealth that really work, like the Ben Franklin partnerships and so forth. And what that means is when they have money, they can leverage those state dollars, say $59 million in economic development, to $1.4 million. You know, so it's not even like you're just spending money when you pour it into economic development. The return on the dollar is 3 and 4 times as much money. So that's what's called an investment.